Joining us live now, Tom Temin with our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Tom, the Agriculture Department's going to be taking some steps to protect the meat supply. What's going on there?
Yeah, switching from horse racing to cattle. this does concern cattle. There's a rule that all cattle are inspected before they're slaughtered. But under the old system that was just changed this week, really, if a cattle got sick or it fell or got injured in between the inspection and the slaughter, it could still be used if it was inspected again. And so that way, a lot of downer cows, they call them, ended up being turned into meat.
Mm-hmm.
But the Agriculture Department has said now, if something happens post-inspection, before the slaughter, if it falls, gets sick, forget about it. It's condemned no matter what.
So yeah, that, I mean, that whole issue of downers is really become more of an issue these days because of all the videos that have been on the internet that showed these downers that got people to wonder, gee, if this animal can't even stand on its feet, there may be something unhealthy about it that harm us.
Yeah, that's right. There was video of people using water hoses and electric prods to get them to stand up again. And they might be okay, but it's a lot of time and effort for the Agriculture Department to inspect them. And there's always that question over that piece of meat, that animal. And so they just decided if it's a downer, it's down and out.
Mm. Well, we certainly hope all this works after the recent salmonella outbreak with the peanut butter. That was an expensive thing for not only Peanut Corporation of America, but Kellogg itself lost $70 million on that thing.
Yeah, the word is that the peanut industry itself could take 3 years to recover from the resulting scare, and people are just not eating anything with peanuts that may not even be related to what that scare was all about.
Well, first and foremost, though, the safety of our food. So good to see the movement in this direction. Tom, thank you.
You bet.
Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio.